B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Janine, how can we help you, madam?
I met this guy, and he's he was working. He's a used car salesman, which everybody said that's not good.
Oh, boy.
No, I went to buy a new car, and he's so cute. And my girlfriend was with me, and she said it was sleazy because he was a used, you know, car salesperson.
Yeah.
But I, you know what? I gave him my number. He called me. We went out for a few dates. He was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy about me. He sent me flowers.
Oh, come on. Okay. I'm just gonna stop you right there, Janine, because I don't want you to sound, how could I say, dumb nicely?
Naive.
I don't want you to sound more naive. Okay, so you went to buy a car from a used car salesman, and you're saying that he was really, really nice to you, and you ended up going out with him. Let me ask you a question. Did you end up buying the vehicle?
No.
You didn't buy the vehicle?
No.
And now he's not hitting you up anymore?
Well, I tried to just get some information about the car, but, I mean, it didn't happen. But I told him I was going to buy the car.
Okay.
I just needed to check some things out.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. Whether you bought it or you didn't buy it, he has moved on. If you ended up buying the car, he's like, got my sale, don't need her anymore. You're saying, I'm not sure if I want to buy the car. So he moved on to the next female that he could seduce so he could sell her a car. I mean, he's a used car salesman. They have a, there's a used car salesman like stereotype for a reason.
Yeah. You don't want to try to like lump him in with everybody else, but I mean, I don't know.
It's all, you know,
it's hard not to.
It's all falling into the box is what I'm saying. So we're going to try and give him a call for you next, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just be prepared for him to be like, oh, the chick who wanted to buy the Hyundai or the chick who wanted to buy the Toyota. You know what I mean? But anyway, hang on. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Okay, so we just spoke to Janine. Oh, such a nice sounding girl. I really hope. Sounded very nice, almost to the point of being naive, because she said she went on a date with this guy, Clay, who happens to sell used cars for his occupation. She said he was very, very nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
They had a really good date. And ever since then, she hasn't been in call. He hasn't been returning her calls. Shocker. Isn't that a shocker? We're going to try and call him now and see what he says, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Clay?
Hello.
Clay?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. Clay, please don't hang up. My name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
I need a new car.
And
just kidding.
That's not why we're calling you. We're calling you because somebody gave us your number because they like you.
Well, so, a lot of people give my number out, man. Who is this? I got some to do today.
Okay.
Well, then.
Just listen. So we got your number from a female who would love to take you out on a nice date, and we're willing to pay for the date if you're amenable to that. I'm going to tell you her name. Let me just let you know what we have for you. I know you're used to telling people what you have for them. What we have for you is you pick where you'd like to go for a nice dinner. You pick whenever you're free, and we will pay for everything and reserve it and see if you and this girl hit it off.
All right. That sounds all right.
That sounds good?
I'm always up for a free dinner.
All right. Now, I'm even going to tell you her name. You know her. She said that she likes you. She said that she thinks you like her, too. Her name is Janine.
If it's the Janine I'm thinking of, man, I hope it ain't the same girl.
You guys already went out once?
Yeah, we went out once.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I'd like to leave it.
Wow,
that was awesome.
I mean, what is it though? What did? Because she seems very confused. She said you guys had a very, very good date.
I mean, I don't know what she has up her sleeve with this call or anything, but I've moved on from that.
Could you let us know why though, just so we can explain to her and give her some sort of closure?
Look, she had a car she needed me to sell, and I'm a detailer. All right, I take care of the stuff in the shop that I bring in. And to tell you the truth, man, that girl's just gross, man. I mean, I got into this car, and I'm telling you, man, this car reflected something that I never want to see again in my life. I mean, there was...
Jesus.
Let me tell you something, man. There was a used tampon on the damn back seat. Boogers and shit smeared all over the door. I mean, this looked like a bad Christmas
story. Stop
what?
It. Stop
and
it.
In the back of the trunk, man, I take everything out. I detail. I make sure there's nothing. You know, some people leave money and shit in the trunks, okay? I opened up the trunk, and I'm kid you not, there was a bag of shit in the back of the trunk.
Okay, wait a second.
Okay, just stop right there. Stop.
You have to be exaggerating.
Because we can get to the bottom of this right now, Clay. Janine's on the phone. Janine, are you there?
I'm here. I can't believe
God.
I have an ex for everything.
Do
honey.
You?
Yes. Well, with the tampon, I don't even use tampons. That was my mother's tampon. It wasn't even mine.
That's
I
even
don't know
worse.
Anything about it.
That's even no. worse.
No.
What's your mom's tampon doing in the car?
How do you know
I
what
don't
your
know.
Mom...
I don't know.
Okay.
But you know what?
Okay, so the tampon was your mom's, which is gross
which,
and
how
weird.
How do we even
but
know that?
It's she's giving us an explanation. What about the other stuff?
Well, the dog poop, I forgot. You know what? I forgot about that. I was out with my girlfriend, and she was walking her dog. And do you ever, like, walk around, and you can't find a place to put poop, and you walk and you walk? I said, all right, just put it in my trunk for now, and I completely forgot
yeah,
about
just
it.
Yeah, throw it in your trunk.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I was taking care of cats at one point in time, and I did put stuff in a bag, and I did have to bring it into my car at one point in time because I needed to find it. No, don't. I'm not agreeing with you. But I found a trash can right away as I was driving, and I dumped that. I would never leave it in my trunk.
Well, we were a little high, so we didn't, you know.
Okay. Well, yeah. That might explain.
Of course, sometimes you forget that there's dog in your trunk. What was the other thing you said, Clay?
She had snot and all over the door, man. I mean, okay. It's like boogers and shit on the door.
Janine, can you explain the boogers on the door?
Oh, come on. Have you ever, like, driven down a highway and you don't have any tissue and you don't have any place to put it, and so you just, like,
ew.
Now so you can clean it off? Come on.
You know, honestly, Clay, I mean, Janine's being very honest. I know it's hard to, you know, hear these things, but she is being honest. And it's
right.
If it's more a thing that she just, like, sometimes forgets to clean out her car as opposed to being a total slob.
You know, everybody forgets to clean cars. You know, I mean, so there was shit in there. So listen, can you sell it or what? Are you totally worthless? Or do you just want to point
well,
the finger
Janine,
at me?
She's so mean.
You know, I'm going to leave this whole scenario up to you, babe. Because, I mean, obviously your attitude matches the way that you live, which is filthy. All right?
You
can take your goddamn car and stay out of my face anymore, okay?
Wow. So is that no? Okay, so you're not down to sell her car, but what about another date with Janine Clay?
You guys are kidding, man. I'm a used car salesman, but I ain't that dumb.
He's a sleaze. You're a sleazy.
Hey, I might be sleazy, but you're a slob, man. I had to use an ice scraper to clean your goddamn boogers off the car.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
If you're gonna send somebody a provocative picture of yourself, make sure that they're going to respond. Because if they don't, that's awkward. If they never respond, that's second date update on the 10th material. Listen tomorrow at 8:10. You're going to listen. You're going to laugh. You're going to learn.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.